You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Finally, after 5 years of product failures, my 35th offer actually worked. And my next 55 products generated over $11 million in sales in just 4 years. But after seeing the flaws in my business, I decided to shut it all down and restart from scratch, as us entrepreneurs do. Follow me and the other capitalist pig-loving entrepreneurs as I continue my journey towards $100 million in sales. I'm your host, Steve J. Larson, and welcome to Season 2 of Sales Funnel Radio.
What's up, everyone? It's Steve Larson. Welcome back to Sales Funnel Radio. I'm excited for this episode today because, well, I'm on another walk. I like to take walks in the evening. You know, I've been building a lot of funnels for other companies right now, some of whom I own, and it's been really fun to build and do my processes to these people that I'm buying. And, you know, as I've been going in and kind of rebirthing very, very, very simply compared to what I had my first few years being out of my own, it's been fun to watch what has survived, even though I've tried to kill it. And what I wanted to share today is kind of some of what those things are. There was kind of an interesting epiphany that happened today. Well, it's kind of been like a slow opening one. Recently, I've been building some of these funnels in front of live audiences. I've done it multiple times in the past couple weeks here. If you're part of my Internet Launch Secrets course, I've been redesigning and rebuilding funnels in front of the audience and just streaming live in there as I think through each piece and think through, you know, I think it's really powerful to get the proven framework of someone successful. That's awesome. But it's a completely different value to watch that person use their own framework. You know what I mean? So it's been fun because, like, I've been able to be a little bit more schoolish in that it's been, you know, hey guys, next week I'm going to do steps, you know, 7 through, you know, 10. So if you want to kind of follow along in your own process or whatever you're building right now, go watch those parts of the members area and then come back and watch me apply them, and I'll kind of explain, and, you know, it's interactive. So bring your questions. And it's been really, really fun to do that. And today someone asked a question that kind of threw me for a second. And to be totally honest, I don't remember what the question is, but the thought thread that it started was really cool. So last week when I was building this funnel that I'm working on, I decided to go to stevejlarson.com and look at the stats and see how many people have been hitting it. Now, I don't run any ads to this. I don't run ads at all right now. I haven't run ads to any of my stuff for probably a year and a half. And I've had a lot of people ask, like, well, how do you get so much traffic then without ads? And it's always a question that kind of, I get a little bit irked when somebody asks that. And it's not that I've had to ask the question. It's that there are there's thousands of ways to get traffic without ads. There's so many ways to get traffic without ads. So I opened up stevejlarson.com, and just in the last week, 325 unique hits came to stevejlarson.com in the last week, 325. And as I went back to all of my, I'm not dropping PR articles. People will think that I'm like buying fake views. Why on earth would I do that? Like, I don't do any of that stuff. It comes back to the simple skill set of the company that Marley and I built together about learning to find what your dream customers are already looking up and learning how to stand in front of those searches. That's it. I mean, for 2 years, I would take one video and repurpose to 17 platforms every day. Like, I got a lot of content out there, a lot of content. And so how do you get traffic without ads? It's really easy. It's really easy. All you do is you create what people are looking for already. Don't create something and then ask, how can I get people to see it? That means you already lost. What you do is you say, what are people that I want to sell something to already looking up, already asking, already in conversations about, already talking about in groups? What are they already looking for? And then make that. I mean, just make that. And I am baffled at how many people ask the question, how do you get people to see your YouTube videos? I only do organic. not only as in like it's the staple, like I obviously do ads when it makes sense, but 80% of the time I am not doing any kind of ads. Especially I've never run ads to any content that I've created. No, why? There's so much traffic out there already. It's learning how to stand in front of what is already out there. Don't try to create traffic. You stand in front of it, right? Stand in the middle of it. What are they already looking up? Make the same instead of, oh, I'm going to go make this thing and hopefully people see it. There's a few places where I have found that to be not true. And this podcast is one of them. I don't really promote it. You know what I mean? Like this podcast is for me to riff out ideas on, document my journey along the way to 100 million. And yeah, anyway, which we're going to start looking for our next business to purchase. Getting up there in price range. Really exciting. Really pumped about that. But guess what I'm doing? Whenever I go start chatting with people, you know, that I've bought their company or bought into it or whatever, like I'm looking to see what is the organic natural messages happening inside that marketplace. Let's just step in front of them. You guys know that ClickFunnels didn't turn ads on for the first 2 years. First 2 years. When I got there, they had barely turned ads on. How did they grow to like, it was like 12,000, 13,000, 14,000 monthly subscribers? How do they do that? It's the answers that everyone rolls their eyes about, and we seek the complexity instead of just doing what is proven. Dream 100, content, and webinars. Guess what I'm doing as I am rebirthing this stuff? You're going to watch me double down on content here in the next month. We got a plan. I'm just starting to execute on it. And I'm going to make content that stands in the middle of traffic that already exists. I'm not creating traffic. I'm going to it. And then Dream 100 and webinars. And that's it. I'll do an event. It's the same. It's really interesting. You know, I was talking to one of my business partners yesterday about this, and we were both talking about different things that we've noticed are the non-negotiable musts of every company that we buy. And he has a very deep finance and mergers and acquisition background. So his list was different than mine. And it was really cool when we put the lists together. Like, here's the non-negotiables of what needs to happen in the fewest steps possible, cutting relentlessly, you know, everything that could be perceived as a distraction. And it was deal flow. And there was a bit of a list. So that's why I don't remember off the top of my head. Mine was content, community, low-end, info-based, break-even funnels, and a sales system. Tell me what company that doesn't involve. Every company on this planet involves those steps. And it's why our formula can get taken all over the place. The point is that I'm just noticing that it's a pattern that every single business we get into has the same. And what's unique is like who they sell and what they sell. And that's kind of it. And besides that, guess what? They need leads. They need eyeballs. I started sharing more ways to go and grow traffic without ads. Again, I'm not anti-ads. It's just, I look at ads as an accelerant. If I can't sell it without ads, why do I think I could sell it with ads? It's just gas on the flame. It's not the flame. Messaging is the core of all marketing. You have to realize, like, I want you to, thanks first off for listening to this podcast, but I'm trying to just talk about traffic and the power of organic content. It's like, bam, right there. Like, and I know I keep harping on that, and I've harped on that in a bit, and I tend to get on themes. But as my march towards 100 million is on its way, guess what I'm not trying to build? I'm not trying to build or take over companies where ads is the only channel that they've learned to get traffic from. I'm not trying to buy companies like that. That's way too risky. What I have noticed is in those situations, there is always, capital all of it, always massive amounts of messaging upgrading needed. And so I go do my process to them. And what I've recognized is that traffic is really a messaging problem. If you need more traffic, you just got to figure out the messaging better. There's a lot to messaging. At the core of marketing is messaging, right? And learning how to position yourself and write hooks and all that stuff and stand in the middle of what people are already thinking about. Like that's very much marketing. What time you posted and what platforms you posted on. Those are just tactics and ways to do it. Raleigh Williams is my business partner in this. It's been so fun to do it with him because we're both very analytical and very like.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying the episode. Let me interrupt for just 1 minute here. One time I was speaking on the stage at this event, this guy picked up a microphone and he said, "Steve, when do Facebook ads begin paying off?" And I remember looking confused and just asking back, like, "What do you mean?" He repeated the question and said, "Well, we've been spending a lot of money on Facebook ads for a long time now, and we're just wondering when this begins to all pay off, when we actually start making money from the ad." I said, "Wait, Facebook ads are not an investment. They don't pay off someday. This is direct response marketing. So if we don't get a payoff within the first few days, we turn off the ads. How much money have you spent?" I will never forget the look at this guy's face as he realized he had the completely wrong mindset about ads. And he said, "We've spent over $250,000 without any return on ads at all." My stomach fell out of my body. Look, this is direct response marketing, meaning we measure the direct response of our marketing. That's why ads are the holy grail of marketing. They're not an investment that pays off someday, sorry colleges, because every dollar spent on ads should return with another dollar very soon. That's what my good friend John Parks and I are doing the Chief Ads Officer Workshop on May 15th through the 17th. John has spent over $150 million in Facebook ads profitably and manages the ads accounts for some of the biggest names out there. John is going to take 50 business owners through his unique Facebook ads process while you follow along. At the end, you're going to have your own account running. I simply asked John to show us what's working best today in the ads world right now. John told me that one of the hardest parts of running ads today is finding the right person to do it. Traditional org charts don't really have a spot for the ad buyer, so this workshop will help you install a new role, whether in-house or if you go higher, the new role of Chief Ads Officer inside your business. This workshop is both for those who want to learn ads themselves or for those who want to learn to communicate with their media buyer better. The workshop is only happening one time in person in my event studio in Boise, Idaho, May 15th through the 17th, and all the details are at chiefadsofficer.com. Go to chiefadsofficer.com right now to save your seat and get more details. We can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the episode. Heidi, like, we're very determined. We have a lot of drive, but we're both very analytical, process-focused people. You know what I mean? We think in machines rather than just baseless creativity, which is that has its place as well, but you know what I mean. But as we look at all these businesses, it's like, all right, basically any company that has survived solely because they've got amazing ads, and we actually have been turning away because we're like, we don't know if this product is actually wanted by the market or if you're just being really loud to get those easy laydown sales. And I'm not here to argue whether or not that's good or bad or whatever. You know, some people might be like, well, hey, it works, so it works, so it works. I was like, yeah, sweet. But notice what happened at the start of 2020, when the ads world took a dump, people were freaking out. I mean, it was like the biggest reason that, the biggest question people had in masterminds that I was going to, in different coaching and consulting situations, it was like, how do we stay afloat if Facebook goes down, you know, or whatever your ads, you know, dependency is. And so I cannot overemphasize enough how much of a power it is to be isolated from whatever the ads world is doing or not doing and truly control a piece of the internet, meaning people find you and they look at your stuff and then they move forward. I was reading, I read a book recently about this cool sales method. What they noticed was that people would buy from them after they had consumed up to 3 hours of content. And so the whole notion was, hey, let's first engage with them very briefly, but then how can we get them past that 3 hours worth of content consumption as fast as possible? And they would send them things they had previously filmed. It was content-based stuff. It was content-based value. Legitimately amazing stuff. You know, sometimes the word value drives me crazy because we all use it in weird ways. I mean, actual value, help, usefulness, right? So these companies we're looking at, I'm like, hey, you know, I want to go and I want to grow this asset. I want to increase the cash flow from an info product or not, whatever. Like, I got my plays that I go and I run in them. But at the heart of all of it is messaging, not a funnel type messaging, right? Not, you know, hey, there's a very specific ads agency you have to use. They're the only ones that can make this company blow up. That is so risky. I'm not going to do that. That means you have a messaging problem. Traffic is a messaging issue. Getting attention is a messaging issue. That's the issue to solve in order to get those outcomes. How am I unique in the marketplace? Messaging, right? Position. You're positioning yourself. That's messaging. And it comes back to, you know, I really, offers and launches is what I'm doing. It's what I'm known for. But how you make a good offer, how you put a good launch out, how you get attention and drive traffic, it's messaging. Comes back to that. Those are all the things you put in the funnel. And it's like, seeing that now, like back when I first started doing the One Funnel Away Challenge stuff, and I was that coach for that, like that was 5 years ago, you know, like I'm going to start telling more current stories, but but like the irony was we thought that I was going to be teaching marketing, this stuff, offer, messaging, funnel, but stereotypically, most of them were still trying to like get over their own money false beliefs, you know, like, oh, I'm a bad person if I go make money. You know what I mean? Like the very next place I wanted to take people once they completed One Funnel Away was like, hey, you've wet your whistle a little bit with the whole funnel thing, but now like you got to figure out how you're unique in some way. You could be unique with your offer. You could be unique
with the stories you tell. You could be unique with the way you sell someone, with the way you fulfill. There's so many places to be blue in a sea of red. There's a lot of ways, not just with the offer. But it was always the next thing I wanted to go say to him. Like, hey, look, forget your value ladder. Simply, don't try to birth 1,000 front ends, okay? Simple, simple, simple value ladder. Simple offer, being very unique with the messaging that you say around it. I hope that was a valuable episode, everyone. It's been a common thread. If you need more leads, it's about messaging. If you need more traffic, it is about messaging. And that is the one category, one of two categories in my formula that continues to expound all the time. All the time. Messaging is something that I work through after I've come up with the offer. But there's so many ways and things to think through with messaging. I've created basically this formula now that could be its own course on just messaging. Big shout out to Frank Kern. Big fan of his. I think he's the man. This is probably a couple of years ago, you know, just riffing back on Instagram. And I was like, yeah, man, it seems like positioning is like the number one hack to all of marketing. Like, I don't really believe in hacks in terms of shortcuts. I don't really believe in shortcuts, but there's very few actual shortcuts out in the world. One of them, though, is positioning. You learn what positioning actually is. It's a very tough concept to nail in internet marketing world, but it's so true. Anyway, I can tell I'm totally riffing and ranting now. This is me documenting my literal journey back home because it's freezing and it's January. It's really cold out. But I've been having a lot of fun, been in a ton of flow, seeing how everything that I had created now fits. I'm not forcing it to fit either because it's principle-based and not tactic or trick-based. Seeing the principles in like Internet Launch Secrets, like that course, my offer and launch formula, how they actually fit into what a lot of people in Funnelland would call a quote unquote real business. And I've just enjoyed it. So I really want to do another offer launch event. And I think I'm going to do it more around these pieces to help people see like, hey, look, regardless of where you are, you have to figure these out. These are the problems you have to solve. And you're going to continue to solve them just by being in business. Might as well practice for the spot that you're in right now. I know my last episode was kind of about that. Also while I was walking. Anyway, you guys are great. I have started doing more consulting. If you just want me to review your funnel pre-launch or post-launch, or spend an hour with me or a day with me, just go to stevejlarson.com. And there's a spot there that says like consulting. And would love to help. Awesome, guys. Thanks for listening. And let me know if there's anything else you want to be happening on the show. I think what I want to do next is start to pull in some of the, you know, like the business owners or partners of things I've been purchasing and interview them. And so you guys can start to get a feel of how we're using modern funnels in businesses that were not created in funnel world. You know what I mean? All right, guys. We'll see you later. Bye.
What's the difference between a 5, 6, and 7-figure product launch? Time. It's how long the campaign was. I've personally done 4, 5, 6, and even 7-figure product launches on my own now, and I want to help you learn our model. If you don't have a list, if you don't have an ad budget or even a snazzy funnel, you don't need one. Go to internetlaunchsecrets.com right now for free, and you'll learn how rich dead marketers launched their products without the internet, and how to use the same code today for your own 4 to 7-figure product launches online. If you have a product or even just the idea and you're starting to feel stuck, Internet Launch Secrets is for you. It'll guide you through the messy role of entrepreneurship and pave the revenue path as a marketer. This framework is literally responsible for every dollar I've made, and I'm excited to get into your hands after testing and tweaking it for the last 4 years. Check it out for free at internetlaunchsecrets.com. We've used it to launch products like information, software, e-com, agencies, professional services, books, MLM, affiliates, coaching, consulting, masterminds, B2B. We've done it for weird ones too, like massages, yoga, family history, relationships, and even blood work. Internet Launch Secrets is how I ethically get crowds of people waiting for my product before it's even ready. Check it out for free at internetlaunchsecrets.com and fix the traffic problem once and for all. Not knowing this is why my first 34 products failed and why the following 46 worked and has resulted in $10 million in sales. Click to internetlaunchsecrets.com and check out my 3 most profitable campaigns for free. Again, that's internetlaunchsecrets.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.